Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, and thank you so very much for tuning in this Friday and each and every Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I do have to say that there are a few people who are very, 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 very special to us, who called us after the show last week and made some beautiful comments, and in particularly about the information that was being shared on the show last week. And those kinds of calls are so, so special to us simply because we know that the information that you're hearing on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is what you are interested in. And if you have things that you're not hearing and you would like to have be on the show, you already know that you are able to get in touch with us and let us know some of the subject matter. And we listen very closely to you and therefore do what we can to seek out the kinds of information that you have expressed that you're interested in. So once again, thanks for those ongoing calls. We appreciate them very, very much. And as I said, you are listening to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. We have been producing and airing Mind, Your Body, and Spirit for approximately 24 years, and it is hard to believe in some sense, yet not in another. It's like a flash that it was 24 years ago, and I'll just share a little with you, which actually some of the listeners have asked me to be sure to share a little bit about how all of this got started in regards to the Healthy Referral newspaper and the radio show and our 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo that's coming up, in addition to the wonderful whole food energies that we have been a part of for a very, very long time and some more recent than others. So I would like to say that back in 1986, I saw a little couple-line blurb in one of the local newspapers in Ohio. I responded to that. I actually dropped some information in the mail and forgot about it. A week or two later, I got a phone call from a person. We spoke. We decided to go ahead and meet, which we did. And when we met, we went over so many different things having to do with preventive and natural health and personal growth. And one of the things is that, listeners, hold on one moment, please. Okay, I'm sorry. Just had a little disruption there. Okay, and when I met with this person and we talked. We went ahead and decided to work together, and I should say play together and create together, actually. And within the next 3 to 4 years, by 1989, we actually had created the Healthy Referral newspaper, along with Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, in addition to creating our very first expo that happened in the beginning of the 1990s. This person who I met with and who is my business partner, co-creator, and longtime friend is Tom Katowski. So Tom and I continue to walk through all the amazing, wonderful things and came out 24 years later with continuing to follow a mission that absolutely plucked us from the universe and put us together to help bring into fruition. And it has been an amazing journey. The Healthy Referral newspaper, as some of you know, is today approximately a 36-page full-size newspaper, totally dedicated to preventive natural health, personal growth, positive news. And these people are, I'm getting, this happens every once in a while where I'm getting beeps, and I'm so hoping that it's not being heard on the other end. Okay, so the Healthy Referral is a publication that is committed to you all. I'm so sorry. It's always interesting, the interruptions that sort of come. Okay, if you do, listeners, if you hear any noise in the phone, please just ignore that. If it gets to be too much, I'd like to ask you to go ahead and give me a call so that I know if it is actually a problem on your end. And, of course, our contact information is 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273 in case you need to contact me for some reason with not hearing the show the way it needs to be heard. Okay, with the Healthy Referral newspaper, it attracts those that are in the preventive, natural health, personal growth, positive news fields. And these people are all over the country. The Healthy Referral newspaper is a local, national, and global or universal paper. It is a physical newspaper in hand or it is online for the world to read. So we have the best of both worlds, which has been very, very exciting. I remember some years ago I was asked, why don't you go ahead and just go to a digital paper, for several reasons they gave. And I responded by saying I didn't feel that that would be the best thing for us to do. We felt very strongly that it's important for people to have a physical copy in their hand. And so I said to the person, if you suggest that we have a digital copy as well as a physical copy, I would absolutely totally agree with you. And that is what has happened over these past 4 or 5 years. We have also gone digital. So we do have the best of both worlds, and we're very, very grateful for that. So if you are a person who is wanting to get your mission and your business out there to the world, the Healthy Referral is definitely a publication that could benefit you. If you're interested in an interview on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, we can also discuss that. We do set those up. They can be 10, 20 minutes or longer, depending on the type of business that you have. Now, our International Natural Health and Foods Expo is in its 16th year. We are planning to have this at the Orlando Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. That is April 5th through 7th, 2013. Again, that's April the 5th through 7th, 2013. We have a website that our dear, dear friend, Ann Anderson, put together. It is amazing. It's actually a site that is about the expo, but also it is about the different events that will be happening through the rest of 2.12 and through 2.13. So it's an overall website. But I will give that to you because you can go to this site, express your interest, and also to keep updated as the information is put up on there throughout the rest of 2.12. And that address is www.healthandspiritnetwork.com. Again, healthandspiritnetwork.com. All right, and we did get a few calls after the show last week with some specific questions, and I would like to just say that, once again, that website has a form on it for you to fill out with your interests, and additional information will be on there, and will actually continue to be put up on there, such as the exhibitor information and all of that. So that's why it's important for you just to stay in touch with that particular site. Okay, and the Forever Green, which is a company and organization very close to our hearts and has been for quite a number of years. As I mentioned, we've been involved with Whole Foods for a very, very long time. Whole Foods meaning foods that are real, whole, unaltered, non-GMO, non-irradiated, non-anything that food should not have done to it. And our affiliation with Forever Green is a very, very special one. And Ron Williams is the CEO and president of Forever Green. If you are interested in anything that has to do with the Whole Foods, just let us know and we can help you with that. Now, I also mentioned when I said that we have been for a very long time involved in Whole Foods, and I want to say that there is a particular food, and yes, it is a food. It's been on the planet from the beginning, and it's been an amazing journey. We had the opportunity to meet someone very special to us way, way back, who was the pioneer in the research of plankton and algae, and we had him actually at one of our very first expos. And I remember him coming into the airport and me picking him up and us driving and all the conversations that we were having. So it was a very, very special time. And one of the interviews, I say one simply because the main interview is this one that I'm going to tell you about here now. And before I go into the interview, I will be sharing a little bit about a wonderful restaurant that are friends of ours in the Ohio area, and we had promised to make mention of that, so I will also do that. So the interview that will be coming up very, very shortly here and for the rest of the show is dedicated to an amazing, amazing food called spirulina. And the quantum energy behind spirulina is one of the things that we're going to touch on today, amongst others. And I'm going to save most of this for our interview, but I just wanted to give you a little taste. And, of course, we had press releases that went out so that many people are actually reading the information and have throughout this whole past week and into today. So that is exciting, just knowing that more people are starting to learn about it, inquiring about it, and adding it to their everyday diets. All right, before we go on to the main interview, I do want to mention that there is a wonderful restaurant called Phnom Penh, that's P-H-N-O-M, as in Mary, and it's referred to as Phnom Penh, P-E-N-H. It is in an area of Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, actually, called Ohio City. Now, Ohio City is a very, very wonderful cultural area of, of Cleveland. And in fact, I'm going to give you the address. It's 1929 West 25th Street. Again, that's 1929 West 25th Street, Cleveland, Ohio. In fact, for people who like to use MapQuest, I'll give you the zip. That's 44113. Again, 44113. Now, Phnom Penh is a cross-cultural restaurant, and I say that in a way, some of the reviews that I'll share with you in a moment will give you a better idea. It is a mixture of Vietnamese food, Cambodian food, and I am going to just share one of the reviews. There were actually quite a number of good ones, but I wanted to just kind of focus on, here we go. Authentic Asian food, excellent. This person says that they had what's called the spicy house soup. They have lots of vegetarian and vegan dishes as well. And she says that it was fantastic, and she tried the Cambodian dish with chicken, rice, fresh lemongrass, tamarind root, which is an amazing, amazing root. Very, very flavorful, and she enjoyed it very much. Also, the atmosphere is one of, let's just say, the culture comes out with the beautiful pictures that they have on the wall. So again, if you would like to go ahead and experience a Cambodian Vietnamese experience, you can go ahead and give Janet a call. And that is, again, Phnom Penh, 216-357-2951. Once again, 216-357-2951. And please let Janet know that you heard this on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. We would deeply appreciate that. So thanks very much for that. And quantum physics and pure California-grown spirulina meat, the conscious nutrition for evolution and well-being, is what is happening more and more on our planet today. And this is why one of the titles of our interview today is just what I read to you. And people ask me, well, what do you really mean when you say quantum physics? You know, it's a very simple phrase, and this is one of the things that as we do our interview now, you will learn much more about. I'm going to go ahead and bring in, it looks like we have, let me just open up. Looks like we have numerous callers, so that's awesome. Okay, Lance and Lindy, are you there?
We're here.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Marcia.
Hello, Lindy. How are you both?
We're great.
We're excited to be on your show.
Well, we're very excited, and I have to share this part you already know, but I want the listeners to know this because this was absolutely extraordinary. When we attempted to do this interview, not last week, but two Fridays ago, we had a technological glitch. So I shortened the show to just a half an hour and said that we would do the interview at a later date. Well, I did use that half hour to share some basic information about what would be coming with our interview in a couple of weeks to make up for the technological glitches. And so I did that, 29 minutes in fact. And a day later, I go in and I start seeing that the people, numbers that were going into the archived interview were increasing very quickly. And I'm going, this is amazing. And by the time we got to, I believe, yesterday, there were just about, oh, maybe a few shy of 1,000 listeners. And we all felt that, wow, with that little bit of information that was given, just imagine what a listener will have with this interview that we're doing today. So, Lance and India, we are totally excited about this. And I'd like to just go ahead and flow. You both can decide on who you would like to, you know, say what and so forth, but let's go ahead and begin by what has you, both of you, Lance and India, where you are today, with what is happening with BioLumina.
Hi, Marcia. Well, your listenership is showing you that people are really ready for a change, and they're ready for what we have to offer. And when we were introduced to spirulina / BioLumina a little bit over 30 years ago, people were at that time probably more interested in Twinkies than they were in their health. And so we were educating on what this really incredibly wonderful superfood was all about. Now people's consciousness has really shifted in such a way that they are ready for what this amazing food can do for them.
And, you know, one of the things I think it's important to touch on is that this food does have a long history, not just with us, but with many people. And our inspiration came originally from the late Christopher Hills, who was a pioneer, as you were mentioning earlier, in the production and the understanding of what the potential of spirulina really is. And what we've done is we've taken that work and continued it in combination with a quantum infusion process, which truly is a perfect marriage, because the spirulina itself is, in my opinion, a fourth dimensional being that's here to serve the planet, to help us all evolve. And the quantum infusion process works through fourth dimensional principles to make the food even more potent and even more healing. So it's incredibly exciting. And like you said, it's easy to throw around words like quantum infusion and quantum principles, but it really is the work of an actual quantum physicist here we're speaking of, which we're not, by the way. We're not quantum physicists ourselves.
But we know good science. And you too, Marcia, you and Tom have been at this for a long time. You really, when you've been around as long as all of us have in the whole health food industry, you really learn what is truly real and what's something that someone is hyping. And so we not only have this knowledge, but we have all these research papers now behind us. And that's very helpful. So I want to just mention one other thing, which is anyone who thinks that spirulina is new, spirulina is 3.5 billion years old. That is with a B. And one of the reasons that it's such an exciting food is that as it grew along over these millions of years, is that it actually garnered the innate knowledge or nature's intelligence along the way. And so it is the only food that is so evolved, other than mother's milk, that you can actually live on it. And I myself did a long over 80-day fast with it, and I can just attest to what a truly incredible food it is.
So when you both actually have mentioned this very, very special person that I mentioned but didn't give the name, and as Dr. Christopher Hills, I remember the first time that we met with Christopher and the conversation that Tom and I had. And for this, what I call, Lance and Lydia, this circle that has developed or continued to encircle itself through these years is absolutely amazing. And yet, you know, I say amazing, but not surprising, because when there's something as real, something as good, something as beneficial and wholesome and nourishing as the spirulina is, it is inevitable that it will continue to circle on this planet and help people gain the knowledge and the information, and not just that, but through that knowledge, to realize that they need to partake and get this into their bodies as one of the most nourishing foods on the planet. And since we are mentioning about the nourishment that it is, how about if we, I mean, there's so much that we could cover, and I'm just going to slow along and we'll see what all we can get in. Okay, so someone says, what makes this so nourishing? What is your response?
Well, there's another answer that we're going to have to condense. because it's quite lengthy. I'm going to let Lindy just run through some of the basics of spirulina.
Sure. I'll just mention some of the basics. It is the highest known source of vitamin B12 on the planet. Not only does it have B12, but it has all the other B vitamins in perfect balance, so your body can really use everything that goes in. It's a complete protein, but it's a vegetable protein. Highest known source of beta-carotene, highest known source of GLA, gamma-linolenic acid, which many people try to get through evening primrose oil or one of the others. It has it in it. It is excellent in a whole spectrum of antioxidants, which protect, of course, against free radicals. It has a very wide range of major and minor minerals. And what's so important about that is that minerals are like a catalyst in the body. So anything else you put into the body when you ingest spirulina is, you know, supercharged. Your body's going to be able to use all of that and use it really, really well. So it's also a live food. And that's pretty exciting because where else can you get a live food in a jar that has a 10 to 20 year shelf life, put it into water or juice or something, and you have live food. So it has all these naturally chelated vitamins and minerals, and they rapidly will enter the bloodstream. And it also is one of the few foods that passes the blood-brain barrier, very high in iron. I could go on and on, but that'll give you a sense.
I'd like to add one more thing in here before we go on and on.
Absolutely.
Which is that spirulina, and particularly Biolumina spirulina, is extremely high in another ingredient called phycocyanin. And phycocyanin is a pigment, and it's a blue pigment, and it's beautiful. But what I want to say about it is what's important is that all of our food and all of our energy ultimately comes from the energy of the sun interacting on the planet with the various plants. I'm sure everybody here has heard of the idea of photosynthesis. Well, what happens is the light is being broken down into various frequencies of energy, and the blue frequency is incredibly healing and incredibly protective. And nowadays, with the what's going on with Fukushima and other sources of radiation, everybody needs to be aware of that because it's a silent and invisible thing that's happening to all of us. And by protecting ourselves with these really super potent pigments, we can actually mitigate a lot of damage. And that was really borne out when Chernobyl had its meltdown quite a couple of decades ago or so. The children that especially that were given spirulina did much better than any of the other people in the area. So, and one last tag on that is that most of the other spirulina on the market today has far, 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 far less phycocyanin than Biolumina. Biolumina has a minimum of 20% phycocyanin by weight, and often more. And whereas the other ones are usually 10% or so.
Far less.
So,
and Marcia, I want to just mention one other thing that I think is really important for your listenership. And that is, you mentioned in your press release that this spirulina/biolumina is U.S. grown. And here's why that's really important. 70% of what's on the market right now,
In
the U.S., when you go to your health food store, that is from China.
She means 70% of the spirulina
is from China. Why is that a problem? China has a very, very, even the organic, what's listed as organic, there's a very heavy concentration of heavy metals in it. It also, when it's brought into this country, is radiated, and that radiation can actually be measured. It's measurable.
Every bit of the spirulina from China is irradiated, actually before it leaves China.
So it's really important that your listeners get that, because you can go out and you can buy spirulina on the market for less than what we sell it for, but you are also getting a dead food and a food that many times has the very kind of things that you're trying to get out of your body, you put it back in.
Well, I know that the kinds of people who listen to Mind Your Body and Spirit and who pick up a copy of the Healthy Referral newspaper and that are so often people who realize that just because something is cheaper, in fact, if something is cheaper, one may want to think twice. The quality of our foods in this country compared to, let's just say, I'll give an example because I have traveled quite a bit the last several years, and some of the comments that were said to me from people from other countries who have, yes, visited the United States, have said that it just seems like, they said, that the quality of food and how people who live in the U.S. look at the quality of their food can be, you know, not always with everybody, but can so often be just misunderstood. In other words, that people so often in this country look at, well, you know, what's cheaper? Let me get what's cheaper. And there's a mindset that can be so different than so many other countries or people from other countries. And again, these were, let me see, this particular conversation, there were like four different individuals who are from other countries who come into the U.S. for different reasons. And that is what they have picked up and felt. And they've been traveling, you know, for quite a number of years. So their sense is that, you know, a lot of times the people in this country settle for something cheaper, and they're not really understanding how important it is, and I'll say this phrase, to let food be thy medicine and medicine thy food.
So true, Marcia.
You know, it's just that's a phrase I would like everyone to go ahead and just implant across their minds and put it around wherever they can see it. Because that phrase alone, if you really are in touch with that phrase, it in itself is going to help change your thinking, you know, and so much about how you, when you go to buy your food or even when you grow it and how you're growing it and what you're using and shouldn't be using on it and all of this. So, and you both mentioned, you know, the phycocyanin, and this part is actually even a little more special to me because there was a point in time way back where we were getting, let's just say, more of the concentrated phycocyanin, and actually my father was dealing with some issues, and I was able to, beside the spirulina, of course, which contains the phycocyanin, I was able to actually get the phycocyanin by itself to where, you know, my dad was taking it in. And so it's an amazing, amazing food. And I will say this also, Lance and India, just the fact that, I know some people say 3.5, some say 3.6 billion years, just the fact that this food has been part of this planet from the very beginning, and also that without it, this is how I have always understood it, and you can tell me if this is so, that it helps to create the oxygen atmosphere that we have on this planet. Without it, we wouldn't be here.
That's absolutely right, Marcia. And, you know, getting back to the quality thing, I also just want to tell you that I don't know how many times for people who've already tried spirulina, it is amazing to me how many people who've tried it and then open a jar of Biolumina and cannot believe the difference. And I mean on every level, from even sometimes before they open the jar, just feeling the energy of it, people who are sensitive to energy often. And you know, I used to think in the beginning, oh, that's just a couple of my woo-woo friends saying that, but actually I've been hearing it over and over and over again. And, you know, we haven't been in business that long, so it's kind of gotten to the point where I I realize that people really are perceiving this energy, but the smell of it, the color of it, the taste of it, and, of course, how it makes them feel. And, of course, when they take it, they're not just getting a super high quality, the highest quality spirulina on the planet, which in itself is a great thing, but they're also getting a quantum infusion energy treatment, so to speak, which is basically, in simplistic terms, like getting an acupuncture treatment on steroids, so to speak. So it's quite powerful in its healing effects.
And so we can say that the Biolumina is what is called quantum infused at a subatomic level, which supports and can support deep healing. And I feel that that's a very important statement. And so that process, I was also very intrigued about the process and years ago because of some other information that I had read way back when we met Christopher and some of the things that, you know, Christopher was about and what he was doing. So many of us have learned through time about the, again, you can call it quantum infusion. There's other terminology to use for it, but we'll just use that. That process actually works through the meridians of our bodies to support on a, you know, it's called structural strength, but, you know, on a structural level, you know, physical balance and stability of, you know, our inner essence. So is there anything more about the quantum infusion that still is important?
Yes, love to tell you more about it. I want to just first of all say that while I am not putting down any kind of healing technologies, because actually I believe that we as people are the most advanced quantum instruments ever created. But that said, most of us have not learned how to use our amazing powers that we have built into us in our consciousness. But this is not just somebody like praying over the food or the spirulina. This is an actual process that was developed that uses very specific equipment. It's a computer-controlled plasma-generating system that has been developed over the last 40 years by very prominent scientists, quantum physicists in Russia and the United States. And, you know, really what it comes back to is throughout history, many cultures have believed in the existence of some sort of energy that permeates all living organisms, including human beings. And it's been called by different, you know, names all over the world, ki or chi or prana,
right,
you know, depending on where you are in the world. But the bottom line is this stuff works, and it not only works, but there's an actual fairly extensive amount of scientific research going on right now in universities in the United States that have proven the existence of things like the meridians and, you know, this kind of energy without a doubt. So the experiments that I'm talking about have been repeated hundreds of times by various scientists. They're not just one person's idea of how things work. So this is a very precise and very advanced way of inserting subatomic frequencies into foods or into substances, and it's quite beneficial, and it works along the lines of Chinese medicine's five-element way of thinking. In other words, it's not just a matter of you know, having the frequencies. It's a matter of understanding how they interact with each other. And that's one of the things that we have going for us with this process. So, and this is one of several processes that we're currently working with. So it's sort of like if you imagine your body is like a computer and the quantum infusion process is like the software. And while we're not legally allowed to make any claims or any you know, functional claims, we can say try it and see what you think, and I think you'll be very impressed.
Well, and that is where how would I say it? What you just said right now is really the key, because everyone's body, even though we are similar, we are each very different. So yours compared to mine, to the next person, you may be experiencing similar yet different things. And this is what's always been really wonderful, is to have conversations with people who, let's say, are using the Bioluminous Spirulina, for example, and to hear the different experiences. And again, yes, some similar, very similar, but to just hear the different ones that each person is experiencing. And that is what I've always enjoyed. I remember being in conversations over and over again, including up to this date, but through those earlier years, of just, you know, the different intuitive feelings, both intuitive and the physical feelings. So we're mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual beings, and when we're taking into ourselves what we're talking about today in this interview with the Bioluminous Spirulina, it opens up so much in one's life. The fact that we are putting in such dense nutrition that can be so scarce on this planet today because of everything that's going on, it is amazing the difference that it makes in a person mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Absolutely.
So that's why, that's why we all of us love the saying that I said a moment ago, which is, you know, let food be thy medicine and medicine thy food. It's past time for people to wake up and to realize that pumping all these drugs and taking all these pills and taking all this medication and doing all of these surgeries and da-da-da-da-da-da-da just is not the answer. And
You are so right, Marcia. You are so right on. Marcia, can I give your listeners a phone number they can call? They can, of course, go online, and I believe that's listed on your website. But they can also give a call, and a couple of people who have also taken and know the product as well as us are available to answer questions. So can I give that number?
Absolutely. We were going to do that numerous times throughout, and this is a good time to just go ahead and do that.
Good.
So fine.
Good. The number is 800-641-3195.
Okay, one more time.
1-800-641-3195. And if I might, what you were talking about how this really enlivens people's consciousness, that is so important because spirulina / Biolumina has the highest photosynthesis rate of any plant. And so what that means, it is the most direct way of putting light into the body. And when you do that, you know, you are eating a live food that is going to give you the nutrition and the energy that you really need. And I kind of made a little bit of a list of some of the benefits or the reasons that people like to take it. Do you think that would be helpful for your listeners?
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and touch on those.
Good. Well, a lot of people take it for really quick but also sustained energy. It's great for helping to balance the blood sugar levels. Because it's so nutrient-dense, it also naturally satisfies hunger. If you're doing something really athletic, it will quicken your recovery time. For a lot of people, especially this time of the year on the West Coast, they have a lot of allergy symptoms. It's great for helping with asthma, hay fever, other symptoms such as that. And I say that having dealt with literally hundreds and hundreds of people that have had that and noticed that over time they have an elimination of those symptoms. It's also wonderful for greater concentration and mental clarity. Of course, putting all that light and super nutrition in the body is helpful for that. It helps people sleep in a much deeper level. And I think that has to do with all of those naturally occurring minerals that allow the body to just deeply relax into what's going on. It's great for stabilizing the body's metabolism. So very good for people who need to lose weight, to lose it, for people who need to gain, to possibly gain it. In other words, it doesn't make you do either of those. It just brings balance to the body. A lot of people notice that their hair and nails grow a lot faster, have a beautiful sheen, and just look a lot healthier. And this is a very important one because of all the pigments in it. It protects from the sun. And so I especially love giving it to moms who have little ones, whether they're breastfed or out running around, because what it does is helps to build the pigment in the skin so that person will tan rather than burning. So it's really good for that. It's great for overall immunity and just protecting the body. So for me, I go through winters and winters and winters with no colds, no flus, or anything else, just really enjoying great health. It's also great for reducing nutritional demands on the body, again, because it's so super nutrient-rich. You know, you don't have the need for, you know, being as concerned as we might be about making sure you get every single vitamin and mineral in your body. So it becomes a fill-in for other things in your diet. It's great for women, children, seniors, babies in the womb, athletes, vegetarians. Our pets absolutely love it. And it's just such a great food for anyone who wants to just feel better and really enjoy their lives.
Well, you know, Marcia, you mentioned something about, you know, just the fact of the minerals. That's always been a huge conversation, that when you're getting something like spirulina into your body many, many times, if not most of the time, a person is taking in minerals that they probably have not even ever gotten from a lot of the food and or because of the soil and so forth. So I just wanted to make a comment about that. But Lance, go ahead.
I just wanted to say something else, jump back to the whole idea of the subtle energy that are added to the Biolumina, which is that I really believe the whole field of subtle energy research in general is the link between spirituality and science. Actually, there really is no link because there is no division. We all have been programmed to think in terms of separation, you know, separation of spirituality and science, for example. It's really an imaginary separation. Both have the same aim, the search for, the understanding of, and the utilization of truth. And to say that they use different methods or on different pathways to go to the same aim is really only a partial truth. If I may tell a very quick little story which illustrates subtle energy and spirulina, thank you, I will do that now. So imagine a spiral-shaped tube with energy inside of the tube, gradually moving towards the center of the spiral. And imagine yourself as a small little speck of energy moving through this translucent, shimmering spiral tube. You can see from your vantage point through the tube to another tube, and you can make out another person moving through in seemingly the opposite direction. But as you meditate on it and expand your view, you see that the other person is not really moving in the opposite direction at all. It's only from your small perspective that she appears to be moving in the opposite direction. In fact, she is moving along the same spiral that you are, just in a different section of the same spiral. And as you expand your consciousness awareness further, the more you do that, the more difficult it becomes to determine where one section begins and another ends. Gradually, you realize that it's really all one spiral, and that all the many friends you see moving through are really all connected. In fact, you can see that the whole spiral is moving around and around a part of a larger spiral. The spiral is spiraling into the shape of another larger spiral. It is a fractal phenomenon, and as you come back to your personal perspective, you can see that the spiral tube you've been moving through is made up of smaller spirals circling around the tube you're in, and is in fact a tube shape as well. Either way, you're moving through the spiral, and this is an illustration of the fractal nature of what we're talking about here, and it's also the way that we market the Biolumina to people is in a fractal way, through teaching people to create their own lives in a way that is reflective of higher consciousness.
And that's so bioluminous/spirulina, because the way it grows is it grows in a spiral shape, and it's so beautiful under a microscope. So you have this gorgeous spiral. It grows where nothing else grows, which is really what we have to do with our consciousness if we're going to evolve. We don't adopt to evolve. We don't adopt somebody else's path. We become our own person, and we grow in the way that has our soul is determining us to grow. And so spirulina is so perfectly matched to our own personal evolution.
Spirulina doesn't compete against any other organism. It chooses to live by its own rules, and that's absolutely what is being learned and taught through the company that we've created to bring this consciousness and this product to the planet. And again,
and so,
I'll give out that phone number, if I may. 800-641-3195. Thank you, Marcia.
And Marcia, I just want to really honor you and Tom for what you're doing, because you determined a long time ago what your contribution is or was to the planet. And you all have been doing that. And that is such an important vibration to bring forward in your ability and your wanting to teach that to other people. So I really want to honor you for that. And having known you as long as I know you, I'm just thrilled that our spiral has brought us back together again.
I thank you for that. And I was listening and feeling, actually, very closely, you know, your words. And it is, that's what I said earlier in the interview, it is always a wow. W-O-W for myself, and I would have to say Tom, but I'll speak for myself. There's always a wow when these reconnections, because we never completely disconnect, but it's just a reconnecting as we go through the years. So from the day that I was standing there talking to Brenda McCune, who was talking to me about this green food, and Dr. Christopher Hills. I just met her. I didn't even know her. And what was coming out of her mouth at that moment, I just looked at her, and I said, oh, sign us up. You know, it was just an amazing, amazing time. She just said the little bit that she did, and Brenda and I just had such a connection anyway. And that is how everything started, and shortly after meeting Dr. Christopher Hills and having him come to our first expo, all of it. I mean, it is an amazing. And I've always known, as I know you all have, but I have always known that the heart family that was created through those earlier years with Dr. Christopher Hills and the spirulina, that that family would stay connected. Yes, we don't necessarily talk all the time, but this, again, the circle or the spiral, we'll use the spiral, has always been fluid, you know, and moving. So for these different times and happenings that have been taking place through these past years, including for me to find myself, 7 years already now ago, being led to create a reunion that some people were able to get to and some weren't, up on Christopher's property in Northern California, it just blew me away. You know, it was just like, okay, this is amazing what's going on here. But not surprised. I always want to be wowed. You know, I always want to be able to feel the wow while knowing at the same time that, oh, you know, that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
so
that's so great. Marcia, I want to encourage your listeners also to go online. Wikipedia has really nice and by far not complete, but wonderful information about Dr. Christopher Hills. And he was our long-term mentor, and also it is his work that we are carrying forward in what we're doing now. But just, again, you know, using the word quantum, it's his work that has taken a quantum leap forward. So I really honor and thank him, too, for the influence in all of our lives.
And he certainly, certainly, certainly has been in ways that many of us don't even realize until we start sharing stories and experiences from throughout these years. So thank you for your kind words, Lyndia. It was very special. So I know that what's going to be taking place, because this interview is giving so much more beautiful, substantial information, that as people tune into the archived section and begin to listen to this, we are going to have many, many more numbers than what we did for that short, very brief intro that I ended up just using as an intro because of what happened technologically. So with knowing that, I want to be sure that everything, and I know what we're going to end up doing, and I'll talk to you both more about it, we could actually do a series of interviews so that we could have this as part one and then go to a part two, part three, whatever it takes for us to make sure that everything that needs to be communicated is communicated, so that the listeners, whether it's live or the archive section, have what they need enough to pick up the phone and make the call. The phone call, listeners, is simply to call, to have a conversation, to get clear on some things that you're hearing on the interviews that we're doing and that we will do more of. So always feel at ease with just making the phone call. You're not obligated in any way, shape, or form for anything. And with knowing that, Lance and Lyndia have given you the number, but I will again. It's 800-641-3195. Again, 800-641-3195. And that is a line that is dedicated to you, so that you can call, ask your questions, and find out just where your place is around all of this kind of information. There is an email address. Again, this is on the information on blogtalkradio.com/mindyourbodyandspirit. The email address is marciacm@yahoo.com. Again, M as in Mary, A-R, marciacm@yahoo.com. So it can be an email, it could be the phone call. We really wanted to go ahead and have the phone call and the email, preferably even before people would go to the website. However, knowing that, on your part, listeners, we would prefer that you call, talk with us, even an email, and then we can talk. However, if you're inclined to want to go to the website, then please feel free to do so. And that website is newphoenixrising.com/healthy. And then the letters R-E-F as in Frank. So it's www.newphoenixrising.com/healthy. That's H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, R-E-F. And we are coming to a very, very close ending of this show. Lance and Lyndia, goes way, way too quickly. That's why if you're up to it, we will talk and we will go ahead and put together a part two and a part three or something like that. How does that sound?
We'd love to.
Sounds wonderful.
Okay.
We look forward to hearing from your listeners.
Yes, absolutely. And I know what's going to happen, and I'll stay in touch with you once this is archived, and look forward to being able to share much, much more information. And listeners, we thank you. Just go ahead and pick up the phone, make the call to 800-641-3195. Again, 800-641-3195. And Lance and Lydia, we will talk to you very, very soon. I'm being signaled that we are toward the end of the show.
Thank you, Marcia.
All right.
It's been our pleasure.
Okay. Well,
aloha.
Aloha to you both. Lots of love, and we will talk very soon again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, that was Lance and Lydia of the BioLumina Super Quantum Infused Protection Spirulina. And we will see you next week, and stay tuned for part two and part three, because we are going to go ahead and do that. Again, you can call us, Healthy Referral, Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show at 216-533-2273. Lots of blessings, and we will see you next Friday, same time. Bye-bye.